Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Next American Revolution: Sustainable Activism for the 21st Century is a political and social justice nonfiction book by Grace Lee Boggs, written with Scott Kureshig. Published in 2011, it reflects Boggs' long career in labor organizing, civil rights, black liberation, feminist politics, and community-based transformation. Rather than treating revolution as a single uprising or a purely electoral project, the book argues for a broader and more durable idea of change-rebuilding relationships, local institutions, and civic responsibility so communities can endure and renew themselves. Its focus is especially relevant to readers interested in activism that connects personal change, neighborhood development, and structural justice. The book blends memoir-like insight with political theory and practical reflection, drawing on Boggs' experience in Detroit and her lifelong engagement with movements for racial justice and democratic participation. It is best understood as a manifesto for sustainable activism, not a conventional guidebook or history of protest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, revolution as community transformation rather than protest alone. A central idea in the book is that revolution should not be reduced to marches, slogans, or state power. Boggs argues that lasting change depends on transforming the social fabric of everyday life, including how people relate to neighbors, local institutions, and one another's needs. This is what makes the book distinct from protest-centered activism. It shifts attention from confrontation alone to the slower work of building communities that can support justice over time. In this framework, a successful movement does more than demand policy changes. It also creates new habits of cooperation, shared responsibility, and civic imagination. That emphasis matters because many political struggles fail when movements win attention but do not build durable local capacities. Boggs presents community transformation as both the means and the measure of revolutionary work, making sustainability a political principle rather than a secondary concern. Secondly, love, responsibility, and belonging as political principles. The book repeatedly treats love not as a private feeling but as a social practice. Boggs links love to responsibility, asking readers to see themselves as belonging to the communities they wish to change. This idea is politically important because it refuses the distance that often separates activists from the places and people they seek to help. Instead of framing justice as something delivered from outside, the book insists that transformation begins with participation, accountability, and care. That perspective gives moral weight to activism without reducing it to sentiment. It also broadens political commitment beyond opposition to injustice. Love in Boggs' sense means investing in the long-term health of communities, especially those shaped by abandonment, racism, and economic decline. The book's argument is that sustainable activism requires emotional and ethical discipline people must care enough to stay engaged, yet also remain willing to change themselves as part of changing society. Thirdly, Detroit as a working example of grassroots renewal. Boggs uses Detroit not simply as a backdrop, but as a living case study in what community-based renewal can look like under conditions of urban crisis. The city's industrial collapse, racial conflict, and disinvestment make it a powerful example of why conventional political solutions are often insufficient. Rather than presenting Detroit as a story of decline alone, the book highlights local experiments in rebuilding civic life. From neighborhood cooperation to educational and economic alternatives, this matters because it shows that social transformation is not abstract theory. It emerges in specific places where people respond creatively to abandonment. Boggs' experience in Detroit gives the book practical credibility, since she writes from decades of engagement with the city's movements and institutions. Her approach suggests that the future of activism lies in helping communities become more self-determining, not just in criticizing failed systems. Detroit becomes a model for thinking about how devastated urban areas can generate new forms of democratic life. Fourthly, the fusion of civil rights, labor, feminism, and environmental justice. One of the book's strengths is its movement-wide perspective. Boggs does not isolate one issue or one constituency as the center of change. Her life and writing connect labor rights, civil rights, black liberation, women's rights, and environmental justice into a broader account of democratic struggle. This matters because the book understands social crises as interconnected rather than separate. Economic inequality, racial exclusion, gender hierarchy, and ecological breakdown are treated as related symptoms of a deeper failure in social organization. As a result, the book argues for solidarity across movements instead of competition among causes. That approach helps explain why the book feels historically grounded and politically current at the same time it draws on the major struggles of the 20th century while asking how they can inform 21st century activism. The result is a vision of politics in which coalition building is not strategic decoration, but a necessary condition of meaningful reform. Lastly, building alternatives through radical education and local democracy. The book is not only critical of existing systems, it is also committed to creating alternatives. Boggs emphasizes radical education, leadership development, and local democratic experimentation as ways communities can prepare for social change. This is important because the book rejects the idea that activism should merely react to crises as they arise. Instead, it encourages people to cultivate new institutions and new forms of participation in advance of political breakdown. Education in this context means more than schooling. It includes political learning, intergenerational dialogue, and the formation of capable community leaders. Local democracy is similarly concrete. It involves residents shaping the conditions of their own lives, rather than waiting for distant authorities to solve problems. By focusing on alternative practices, the book offers a constructive model of activism. It asks not only what should be dismantled, but what social forms should replace it, and how people can begin building those forms now. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, historically informed account of activism that goes beyond protest culture. Community organizers, students of social movements, readers of political theory, and anyone interested in Detroit history or Black radical thought will find it especially valuable. Its main benefit is that it links moral language, organizational practice, and long-term civic rebuilding in a way that feels grounded rather than abstract. Readers looking for a quick set of tactics may find it less immediately procedural than a typical activism handbook, but that is also what makes it distinctive. Boggs offers a larger framework for understanding why some movements endure while others dissipate. Compared with similar books in progressive politics, it stands out for treating transformation as both personal and structural, and for insisting that durable change grows from relationships, local responsibility, and imaginative institution building. It is a book about how to sustain a movement, not just how to start one. If you would like to support Grace Lee Boggs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.